previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Oh, he's opening his eyes, dude.
He's opening his eyes.
Oh my gosh.
Multiple fingers are moving, not just the one.
Oh, my God.
Charles, can you hear us? Charles.
Here, I'll smack him.
Kendall, smack him again. I think it's working.
Happy to do it.
Kendall, keep smacking him. It's working.
You got it.
You're killing him, bro.
It's time for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Let the belching commence.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride. We can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, Kendall, it's time for a fresh start.
Oh, let's have one.
Let's have a fresh start, why don't we?
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff, I'm going to start off. This day,
starting here, starting now. Everything's coming up, Cliff and Kendall. Da-da.
Starting right now. It's happening.
Right now.
Starting right now, Cliff, I am telling you it's going to be a new day, a new beginning for me. I'm not going to eat bad after this moment.
A new day, and he's feeling fine. We'll see how long that lasts.
Oh, I'm going to be feeling fine. It's a new beginning.
He's going to be feeling fine. The next 400 episodes, he's going to feel just fine. So it's gonna be really interesting to hear how they differ from the previous 400 episodes where we felt terrible. But maybe the next 400 will feel great.
It's a fresh start. Yeah, we're not going to be so negative and sad and unhappy and fat.
Come on. This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show / radio filler program on KBSH. That's Ride 99.
Come on. You're listening to
Ride
99.
In Busheltown, Kendall, we do come on
station.
4 a.m. Sunday morning in Busheltown. If you are listening, good morning or good evening. Did you say good evening if people are going to bed? Good evening.
We'll say it
good
all.
Good night.
Good afternoon. Good night.
Nighty night if you're just going to bed.
Bye-bye.
Good morning if you're waking up with us at 4 a.m. And why wouldn't you?
We're the 4 a.m. show, Cliff, but I'm sure there's a new beginning, and we're going to be the 9 a.m. show at any time.
And I'm feeling good. Now, do you think 9 a.m. is the primo time slot? Is that your dream time slot on the radio here?
I don't have a dream. Anything past 6 o'clock is a dream.
Now, see, you go early morning. I would rather us have 10 p.m. late night.
Trust me, I know they're never going to drop us to late night.
No.
We're not that popular, so I'm just shooting low.
We would never pull in the same numbers that the Dolores re-airings get at 10 p.m. We would never get her rerun numbers, Kendall.
Cliff, just like weight loss, you know, you're supposed to make a goal for to lose a pound. And then once you lose a pound, you make a goal to lose 5 pounds. That's what I'm doing. I'm making a goal to move to 9. And then I'll just keep making goals until we're at prime time, 10 o'clock at night.
We'll move from 4 to 9.
What a way to be a fat so.
A new dawn, it's a new day, as you have previously stated here on the show.
I just wanted to get it out there.
And we figured, why not now, in the middle of summer, why not now have a new start?
Why not? Start now.
Why don't you do it? Speaking of new starts.
Mm-hmm.
Charles the contractor, our contractor, he came out of his coma last week.
Yay.
Woke up. It was so great. We were all there to hear it. That's what it sounded like. And it was a beautiful moment when we were all there. And he woke up, and it was just a great celebration. I imagine it felt to him
celebratory.
Like, you remember how, spoiler alert, how it felt when Rose died at the end of Titanic and she went back to the Titanic with Leonardo.
Uh-huh.
I bet that's how he felt waking up. Or maybe he felt more like Dorothy when she woke up at the end of The Wizard of Oz. Which do you think he felt more like?
When?
When he came out of his coma!
Oh! I'd already tried to put that behind me.
No, he's out there finally fixing that hole that we've had in the roof since the big rainstorm weeks and weeks ago when he fell through.
Well, I think it's more like Dorothy at the end of Wizard of Oz.
Oh, okay. All right. It's asked for your assessment, and that was it. So, do you have any tips for the listeners?
Well, of course I have
any
tips, Cliff.
Hints.
Of course I've got tips.
For new beginnings.
I've always got tips for us. Cliff, first of all, you should allow yourself to whine a little.
Should you really?
Uh-huh. It's the first step to starting over. You got to feel what you're feeling and get past it.
But I'm not good at whining.
I think you're excellent at it, Cliff. And take some time off.
Okay.
Because, you know, if you need a break, do it. Take it.
All right.
And then start fresh.
All right. Speaking of a break, you know, I know you're trying to eat so healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Don't you hate if you listen back to old episodes and we talk about, like, well, I lost a pound.
Well, that's why I didn't want to bring it up.
And I'm glad. And he hasn't. Future us who are listening to this, he looks terrible. Okay?
Well, because I've seen the sadness of myself over the years not realize any goal that I've ever set. So I don't speak of it.
Yeah,
anymore.
So future us who's listening, he looks just fat and awful.
Uh-huh.
And so if you still look fat and awful, you look the same. You haven't done any worse, future Kendo. You're just fine.
Cliff, I want to thank you for pointing that out right there in the middle of the show.
But anyway,
I'm crying in the future already. I know it.
I don't even know why I was saying that.
I don't either.
What was that? Well, what was I talking about? The future?
I don't know. New beginnings.
New beginnings. Charles? Was that what we were talking about? Charles?
We talked about Charles a long time ago.
I don't know. He's out there. He's trying to fix the roof. Do you think he'll get it? Do you think he'll do it, Kendall?
No, I don't, because he's never done anything.
Like, maybe he learned a lot during his coma. Yeah. People have said to, you know, have life-changing lessons.
Well, we did turn this old house on the TV for him.
Yeah, well, and we watched a lot of The Wheel of Fortune, and we did, you know, Smokey the Bandit a couple times.
Uh-huh.
And Kendall, I want you to forget about yesterday, last week,
and
last year. All that matters is what you're doing in this moment.
But they were also disappointing.
Forget about them.
Oh, Mrs. Butterbutter, what are you doing? Oh, dear, I'm sorry. I just wanted to drop some cupcakes off for you, dear. I made some cupcakes in honor of Charles who's getting out of his coma.
Well, thank you so much. Oh, these look good, and they have these little things on it that look like an IV bag.
No, they're cute. I made 25 of them, dear, but Charles ate 14.
Oh, no.
Put him back in a coma.
Kendall, there's only 11 left for us. That's terrible.
What are you going to do for Cliff?
I'll get 6 and you get 5 because you're trying to be so healthy.
Oh, dear, I'm giving you those. Here, just have those and I'll make some more, dear. I'll work on those right now.
Now, Mrs. Potter Butter, you think Kendall looks so good? He's lost so much weight.
Oh, dear, you look wonderful, dear. I've always think both of you boys look wonderful.
He looks so great.
Well, thank you. You're so fat, though.
Dear Mrs. Butterson, girl. Dear, I'm afraid I need you out here. Charles has slipped on a wet floor, dear.
Oh, my God. Oh, dear, is he okay?
Oh, what left that big wet spot out there, Kendall? Were you the one that did that? Weren't you supposed to wipe up that big wet spot where I spilled that olive oil? Who knows what it is, but he's okay. He's all right. He's not back in a coma, is he?
No, he looks fine. Look, he's getting back up. He's trying to eat another one of those cupcakes.
Oh, my Kendall boy, I barely recognize you there, boy. You're very getting slim, boy.
Well, it'll be short-lived, don't worry.
Nevertheless, boy, looking good, boy. All right, dear, come along and help me get Charles up.
Charles, are you okay, dear? I told you once, I told you a million. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Please, next time you trip, can it just knock you out for good?
Oh, what's next with Charles the contractor? In a coma, now back falling and slipping in olive oil, roof leakage. Who knows what it is? Some unknown ooze. Remember all that ooze that was underneath New York City in Ghostbusters 2?
Uh-huh.
Like, maybe it's that! Weren't you terrified as a child?
That ooze was going to come out of the vents and get you?
Weren't you terrified, though, right after you saw Ghostbusters 2? Mm-hmm. Did you see it in the theater?
No.
Oh,
But it was like the Blob.
Oh, and it was, terrifying. I was so
afraid
of turning on the faucet in the bathtub.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that. I think I took a shower for a while.
Yeah. And then you watch Psycho. You're like, now what do I do? You had to hose off in the yard.
I just didn't take a bath.
Just didn't bathe. And
but the new beginning.
Someday you'll break that habit, Kendall, and you'll begin bathing again.
Well, Cliff, you know, speaking of how thin everybody thinks I look.
Yeah.
Exercise is very important.
Exercise, that is good.
Very important to a new beginning.
Hey, why don't you also reframe what it means to fail? Just say, what I've done is not failure. It's another way that doesn't work, like old Thomas Edison said.
just rethink about how bad you've done and then turn it into a good part.
It's like rebranding. It's just like that wasn't failure. It was just not succeeding.
It's self-marketing.
I was unsuccessful there for a moment, Kendall, and that is not a joke.
Oh, it's not a joke, Cliff.
It's definitely not a joke.
How exciting are you to tell some jokes? Some bad jokes.
I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it.
I'm laughing already.
I'm about to tell some jokes, and I think I want to.
I do.
All right, Kendall, let me start us off here. Why don't I?
I was hoping you would.
Guess who? But Little Johnny.
Little Johnny! Where have you been?
7-year-old Little Johnny, and he's sitting there talking to his 6-year-old friend. And Little Johnny, he says, I just found a condom on the patio.
Oh, no.
And the 6-year-old says, what's a patio?
Oh, kids these days.
Kids. What's the matter with kids these days?
Cliff, yeah. Speaking of Little Johnny,
okay.
He asked his father for a $200 bicycle
for his
birthday. Yeah, can you believe that?
I feel like prices have increased. This is inflation since we told the last Little Johnny joke.
Well, $200 bicycle, that's a lot for a kid. Johnny's father says we have an $80,000 mortgage.
Oh, no.
On the house, and I just got laid off. And I think this is an oldie but a goodie, by the way.
Oh, no.
There won't be a $200 bike this year. And 2 days later, Little Johnny walks out of the house with his belongings in a suitcase, and his father says, why are you leaving?
Oh, no.
And Johnny says, well, earlier this morning, I was walking past your room, and I heard you tell Mommy that you were pulling out, and Mommy said that you should wait because she was coming too, and I'll be damned if I get stuck with an $80,000 mortgage.
Oh, hilarious jokes, Kendall. Now, this guy, you won't believe it, he ran into who but an ex-girlfriend with whom he didn't have the greatest relationship. Oh, no.
Mm.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
And he says, you know, I was with another woman last night, but I was still thinking of you. And she said, why? Because you missed me? And he says, no, because it kept me from finishing too fast.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ow.
Ouch.
Painful.
How droll, Kendall.
All right, Cliff, this husband, this awful, terrible husband.
Oh, man.
Says to his wife one day, your butt's getting really big.
No.
It's bigger than the barbecue grill.
Oh.
And later that night, in bed, the husband makes some advances toward his wife, who completely brushes them off. And he says, what's the matter? And she says, well, do you really think I'm going to fire up this big-ass grill for that one little weenie?
For this big-ass grill. Oh, Kendall, guess who? A blonde.
Oh.
It was a blonde. She pushed her BMW into a gas station, and she told the mechanic, it died. This is what I would do. And after he works on it for a few minutes, it's idling smoothly, Kendall. And she says, well, what's the story? And he replies, well, just crap in the carburetor. And she says, well, how often do I have to do that?
Oh, no.
Oh, what
idiot.
A blonde.
What an idiot.
What a dumb blonde idiot. What a moron.
That's a greater moron.
She is the worst.
Cliff, after Brian proposed to Jill, his father took him to one side and said, son, when I first got married to your mother, first thing I did when we got home was take off my pants. I gave them to your mother. I told them to try them on, and she did. And they were huge on her. And she said, I could never wear these because they're too big. They're too large. I said to her, of course they're too big for you. I wear the pants in this family, and I always will. And ever since that day, son, we have never had a single problem. And Brian took his dad's advice and did the same thing to his wife on his wedding night. And Cliff, you know what happened? Jill took off her panties and gave them to Brian, and she said, try these on. And Brian went along with it and tried them on. He said, well, these are far too small.
Oh, kinky.
What's the point of this? I can't get into your panties, said Brian. And Jill said, exactly. And if you don't change your attitude, then you never will.
Well, Kendall, what I liked about that joke most was the women's lib bent.
I thought it had a positive message.
It does. And finally, Kendall, this joke, if you're done, I don't know if you're done.
I have 12 more paragraphs in my story.
12 more Lord of the Rings length jokes here. I'll spare you me having to say I'd Frodo his Baggins. Kendall, this sounds like something that would happen to you. This fat guy, he says, well, I remember the first time I used alcohol as a substitute for women. And this other guy, his co-host, he said, yeah, well, what happened?
A little too close to home, Cliff.
Yeah, and the fat guy, he says, well, I got my wiener stuck in the neck of the bottle. Oh, no.
I almost spit what I was drinking out all over the studio.
And it's not a joke.
It's no joke. I need to take breaks.
It's no joke that it's a break time.
We'll be right back after this.
Don't be a quitter. Stick around for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
And what could be simpler for you to serve or more enjoyable and tasty for your children than cupcakes? Now, you can get either the frosted devil's food cupcakes or the frosted white cupcakes in the bakery department of your food store. You'll find them all neatly wrapped to keep them fresh for several days. And each package usually contains two or perhaps three generous-sized cupcakes. You might get several packages next time you shop for food. Cupcakes are delicious. They're wholesome, and they add extra energy school children need. Find out what a wonderful variety of ready-to-serve desserts the Bakers of America prepare for you, fresh and delicious, each day.
You're listening to the fattest hosts around. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall.
Welcome back.
Oh, what a show this has been.
What a show.
What a journey this has been. And the end is not in sight.
A journey
that
was
the stars are out tonight, and they're bound to guide my way. That's a Kathy Lee Gifford wonderful classic.
Well, since I didn't know it was her song, I thought you just made it up on the spot.
Uh-uh.
It was beautiful. That's with a perfect pitch.
Yeah, it's Kathy Lee classic.
I'm glad you're making a new beginning with even better perfect pitch.
Even better perfect pitch. I'm even more in tune with the Kathy Lee side of me, which I have to say, as a middle-aged person, when I was younger, I did always want to host and be a Kathy Lee type, and I have been able to do that thanks to this Hoda type sitting here next to me. Thanks, Hoda.
You're welcome, Kathy. Cliff, I got a little small, short little poem I wanted to tell you about God. New beginnings.
All right.
How often we wish for another chance.
Oh, how often.
To make a fresh beginning.
Oh.
A chance to blot out our mistakes and change failure into winning.
Yes.
So never give up in despair and think that you are through, for there's always tomorrow and the hope of starting new. Isn't that beautiful?
Did you write that?
No, our poet laureate here in Busheltown wrote it, Cliff. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Interesting. That is beautiful and interesting, which is what poems should be.
Exactly.
What's the point if it's just beautiful and uninteresting?
I'm glad I could bring you beautiful and interesting.
Yeah, because it's like some sort of flower bush. Well, of course it's beautiful, but is it interesting? No. Remember how when we were in college, everybody asked, is this art? Is this art that we're dealing with? Because we went to art school.
Mm.
And the answer is always, yes, stupid.
It's always art.
It's always art.
Damn it.
It's always art. And if, in case you're wondering, if you're listening out there, of course, by this point in the show, if you're not getting it, then you've already turned off. But in case you're listening and you're not getting it, it's just because this is too artistic for you.
You need to broaden your horizon.
You need to, which means keep listening, and eventually, eventually it'll click. And you, I get it now. What they've been doing all these years.
It took me 8 years to figure out what they were doing.
You'll get it. Just stick with it. If you don't enjoy our
that's
show,
our new motto. Yeah. You'll get it. Stick with it.
If you don't enjoy our show the first time you hear it, just keep at it. What are you doing? Going to give up on everything?
No.
You just keep listening until you do love it.
That's what you have to do. That's our prescription for you.
Yeah, listen till you love it, Kendall. And that, in a way, is a new beginning. Have you ever had to just do something till you loved it, no matter what it was?
Yeah, like eat healthy.
He's looking so good.
Shut up. Cliff, I got a question
Rashad
for you.
Rashad giving me the one. Okay.
Okay,
signals.
Stop it.
He's giving you an okay.
Cliff, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Is the price right?
Oh, is the price right?
Is the price right?
damn it.
This is a completely original Cliff and Kendall segment, which is apropos of nothing, and totally, we just thought of it one day sitting there in our host-only hot tub.
Where it came from. And out of the blue.
Just thought, hey, what about a segment where you guess if the price is right or not? Is it right? What about the price? Is the price right?
We'll see. Let's see how you do, Cliff.
All right.
All right. I know this first thing... It's you. A Kawasaki 650 motorcycle, Cliff. How much is that?
$6,000.
Oh, you are close. You're not far off. $7,400.
Well, that's not that bad.
Not that bad.
That's not that bad. Kendall, let's take it back.
Let's take it back.
Back to our roots.
Where we take it?
Back to our roots, okay. Kendall. Back to the old school hall. That one room schoolhouse that we went to as a child.
I broke the bench.
Yeah, just kidding. Elmer's glue. How much is just a normal size Elmer's glue these days? How much is
it?
$2.49. Oh, okay. You're overdue. It's $1.96.
Oh.
You're thinking.
It must be made in China.
Is it? Well, no, is there really horse in this glue?
What? No, not Elmer's glue.
No, sure, I don't think in Elmer's necessarily, but is there horse in glue?
No,
still?
I think they're used to it.
Because that
anymore.
Was always the joke, take you to the glue factory.
Yeah, no, we're going to Google that. We'll get back to you.
That's what I kept saying to you those first couple years on our show. Ken, I'm going to take you to the glue factory. And there's a catchphrase never did catch on.
I thought you were talking about a sweets factory, and I got really excited.
Ken, you thought I was saying the goo factory.
I was like, oh, the goozy factory?
Goozy.
Cliff, how much would you pay, or how much does it cost for a 10-day, all-expenses-paid cruise to Hawaii?
10-day for one person.
Sorry, two people.
See, I'll never get somebody to pay for the other side of the cruise. Why do I care? Okay, for two people, 10 days, Hawaiian cruise, $6,000.
Oh my God, Cliff, you are in luck. You are so off.
Oh.
So off.
Oh.
It is $800.
No.
Yes.
That is wrong.
No, it's not.
That cannot possibly be right.
It is.
Okay, so you and I can go on a 10-day cruise to Hawaii. You and me both.
Uh-huh.
And I will only have to pay $400.
Yes.
For a 10-day all-inclusive cruise to Hawaii.
All-inclusive on the ship. The food, yes.
What else even is there? You're just cruising.
Right.
Why aren't we doing this? Book this! Book yep. this! Austin, get
put it on the credit card.
Austin, here, take this from Kendall. Here,
okay.
Book this. I don't care.
Simply have obligations. We have to do the show.
No, put it on Kendall's credit card.
All right.
I'm here.
Wait, dump it on mine.
Whatever 10 days are coming up next.
Oh my God. Can you believe that?
I think that's wrong. Mm-hmm. We'll have Austin tell us after the show if this is right or
okay.
wrong. I don't believe it, Kendall. Some things are just too expensive to be true.
All right.
Okay, what about this? Pablo Picasso, he was known to paint a few things in his day. What about green leaves and a bust? Not green leaves or bust. Green leaves and bust. It's a painting he created in a day in 1932. Is the price right?
How much is it, like, worth these days?
How much did it sell for? That would be how much it's worth,
oh
I guess.
Oh, my God.
Somebody pay for it. People won't pay for this show, so our show's worthless.
I don't know. Art prices. $2 million.
Oh, my God. That's how wrong you were. I had to think about
how much?
That much.
How much?
Kendall said two. Let's multiply that by 53, $106.5 million.
Oh, I don't know how much art goes for, but
Kendall, that's why
I could not have been wronger.
I keep telling you not to burn those paintings I give you. What if I die and in 80 years it'll be worth $106 million?
Well, it's cold.
It's cold.
In my house.
It's cold in South Bristoltown suburbs.
All right, Cliff.
Days.
Something else you need. A 2015 Augusta A-119 helicopter. You can own your very own helicopter.
$99,000.
Mm-mm.
No.
You are sadly mistaken. $615,000.
That's even more than I said.
I know. I'm so glad.
Oh, my. Kendall, finally, Kendall, this is the GK brand men's jock strap. It's got breathable air holes, and if you need to see a photo, well, you probably do, let's face it, you could just look at it on Amazon, and yes, they show you the entire 360 view of the jock strap and what it looks like. And every, he just does a whole turnaround there.
And in every color?
All the colors. So yeah, if you want to look at that up, men's jock strap, breathable air holes. On Amazon there.
$7.99.
I don't know in your size. That may be your size. this is...
it'd be $40, my size.
No, the ones we would have to get at the Busheltown Pants Depot would be priceless. $5.78 is all. That's
what a good
deal.
Price. See, I thought it was $7.99.
Why aren't we all just wearing these jock straps? It's $5.78.
Okay. Because my underwear costs more because it requires more fabric.
It's much more fabric.
Mm-hmm.
All right, is that it?
I'm done. Sorry, I thought I had another one, but that's it.
The price
is wrong.
Was it right? Oh, was it right, Kendall?
No.
Is it ever really right?
Nothing's right about this, Cliff.
Kendall, do you have a minute?
I got, sure, I got a minute.
Let me ask you this real quick. Do you have a minute?
Ooh, it's time for Cliff's Media Minute.
Oh, listeners, do you have a minute?
We got a minute.
Kendra, if you could just hold on a minute, if you've got a minute there.
I got a minute. One minute.
A minute for some media here. Kendra, it's just been a wild, wild week in the media this week.
Has it really?
Has it not been a week that you've never seen this kind of week in media before? Media.
It's been pretty busy.
Now, I don't want to go too far into it, but don't you just get a real pleasure and wonderful... warm inside sensation when you see people fire Donald Trump for things.
Yes, I do.
Donald, it's a smile from the inside out.
You fire.
It's just beautiful, and that's been happening a lot. But other things have also been happening in the media, Kendall. Good news for kids and for fat people with nothing better to do than watch children's shows on cable. Boomerang, which is a channel I can't afford, is creating new versions of some old beloved cartoon characters, Kendall.
What?
They're going to have new shows. Bugs Bunny.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
But will they be like 3D and...
No, I think it's just be like slight updates, you know, which
okay.
We have.
I can handle small updates.
As old people, if you want somebody in the future to care at all about Mickey Mouse being on the Disney stuff, then you got to get them when they're little. At least they grew up with Mickey's Clubhouse or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we're not all just forced to watch Steamboat Willie in school.
Well, that's the way it should be.
And learn the history of the Walt Disney's Wonderful World of Color.
Mm-hmm.
It's a damn shame. But, you know, and so if you're going to have these characters live on beyond us, then... You got to give a little bit.
I'll give a little bit. Just don't make them over the top computer animated.
Give a little bit. Give a little bit of
your cake
love
to me.
Yeah. Kendall, speaking of cakes and reasons you might eat cake, now you love Valentine's Day and New Year's Eve, did you not?
The movie?
Yeah, you love those movies.
I like the holiday.
You love them. And so get ready for the next one. It is coming. Gary Marshall, he's corralled a new, you know, group of bright, shining Hollywood stars. And it's not. What day do you think it is? What's the next holiday, if you haven't heard in the media?
Independence Day.
Now, there's already one for that.
Arbor Day.
No.
No. Halloween.
No.
Christmas.
No. Oh, God, we don't have a day. Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. Oh,
and already set to star Julia Roberts and Jennifer Aniston, Eternal America's Sweethearts there. Now, I would love any of those others that you suggested, especially maybe at Halloween, where the stars of yesterday and today are all hacked into pieces.
Well, I knew I didn't want to get too excited for there to be one called Halloween. That would be too great.
See, that's one I would love.
I know.
And finally. On this media minute, if you got one more second in this minute, if you're listening live, if you're listening live in Busheltown, you gotta tune in tonight. Channel 81, Sex and the City 2. We are gonna watch this coming on right after the Real Housewife of Busheltown. And I love it. I used to watch it on Kendall's iPad. All right, Kendall, that's it for this week's media.
minute.
Is it? How can it be over? It doesn't even feel like it's been 10 seconds.
So sad when it's over like so that. Sad. Isn't it? It's so sad.
So sad. It depresses me.
When it just ends like that. Goodbye. I'll say goodbye to love. No one ever cared if I should live or die. Time and time again, this is what we played at my funeral.
Time again. Oh, sorry.
Do you think that's a good funeral song for me? I'll say goodbye to love. No one ever cared if I should live or die. And that would really stick it to the people there at the funeral. Like, maybe if you were nicer to me, I would have been alive still.
I don't know why. I can picture this. I can picture this song playing.
I figure if you can't stick it to people at your funeral, then why have one?
Like, do something good with it.
Come on, Kendall, and that's sad if you can't afford to do that. Get some funeral life insurance for your funeral today.
Now an ad for funeral insurance. If our listeners are so sad and they need some funeral insurance, Cliff, search for us online. We're at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com. Email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com. Give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT.
Why don't you do it?
We're waiting.
The waiting.
Operators are standing by.
It's the hardest part. Kendall, this is addressed directly to you. The need to be normal is the predominant anxiety disorder in modern life. And that was said by Thomas More.
I'm definitely trying to be normal.
I wish that he had said more, but he didn't. It stopped right there.
Once you replace negative thoughts with positive ones.
Come on, didn't we do a show about that like 6 weeks ago?
You'll start having positive results.
Sure.
Willie Nelson.
Hey, he and me and Big Willie, we're living for love. That's all we're doing.
Big Willie.
We're living for love. Kendall, the first step towards getting somewhere is to decide you're not going to stay where you are. And that was said by John Pierpont Morgan.
Oh.
Pierpont. John Pierpont.
Pierpont. Go, Pierpont.
Now, God forbid, should you ever have a child one day, please consider Pierpont as a name.
The world needs another Pierpont.
Please, that used to be a very popular name. The Pierp, for short.
Cliff, start where you are.
Ponty.
Ponty. Yeah. Start where you are. Use what you have. Do what you can. That was a known Arthur. Arthur Ashe.
Oh, Arthur. Take me home. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com. What?